Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued. Disc 3. I get it. Shame is bad. So what do we do about it? The answer is shame resilience. Note that shame resistance is not possible. As long as we care about connection, the fear of disconnection will always be a powerful force in our lives, and the pain caused by shame will always be real. But here's the great news. In all my studies, I found that men and women with high levels of shame resilience have four things in common. I call them the elements of shame resilience. Learning to put these elements into action is what I call gremlin ninja warrior training. We'll go through each of the four elements, but first I want to explain what I mean by shame resilience. I mean the ability to practice authenticity when we experience shame, to move through the experience without sacrificing our values, and to come out on the other side of the shame experience with more courage, compassion, and connection than we had going into it. Shame resilience is about moving from shame to empathy, the real antidote to shame. If we can share our story with someone who responds with empathy and understanding, shame can't survive. Self-compassion is also critically important, but because shame is a social concept, it happens between people. It also heals best between people. A social wound needs a social balm, and empathy is that balm. Self-compassion is key because when we're able to be gentle with ourselves in the midst of shame, we're more likely to reach out, connect, and experience empathy. To get to empathy, we have to first know what we're dealing with. Here are the four elements of shame resilience. The steps don't always happen in this order, but they always ultimately lead us to empathy and healing. 1. Recognizing shame and understanding its triggers. Shame is biology and biography. Can you physically recognize when you're in the grips of shame, feel your way through it, and figure out what messages and expectations triggered it? 2. Practicing critical awareness. Can you reality check the messages and expectations that are driving your shame? Are they realistic? Attainable? Are they what you want to be or what you think others need or want from you? 3. Reaching out. Are you owning and sharing your story? We can't experience empathy if we're not connecting. 4. Speaking shame. Are you talking about how you feel and asking for what you need when you feel shame?